Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. The day. And it's part 3. You recall that Malachi here is addressing the Jews of his day and speaking of this day. This coming day when the Lord will separate the godly and the ungodly. And I take this, as I've explained, an application for us today as the second appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm quite prepared to think that in Malachi's day, the first coming of Christ too had its part to play. But here, I'm sure that the application for us is this coming day of judgment. Surely the day is coming, and it will be a terrible day for those who do not fear God, the ungodly. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and that day that is coming will set them on fire. Not a root or branch will be left to them. This is the word of God. And then our text, verse 2. But for you. What a glorious word, verse 2. But what a thankful thing it is. What a glad thing it is to think there is a but here. What dreadful doom is awaiting the ungodly. What the unbeliever will face in that day. Depart from me, I never knew you. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Those who revere the name of God, those who fear God, those who reverence God, those who worship God, those who trust Christ, those who believe on the Lord Jesus, I'm applying the new covenant here, they will have this glorious but. For them, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. A figurative, a picture, an illustration, I'm sure, I'm taking it to be of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of Righteousness, the source of light and heat and power and life and so on. The very center of our little galaxy, we revolve around the sun. The sun is everything. Whether in the first coming he is the light, he is the sun there, but especially in the second. And for the believer, this sun will shine with healing power, healing in his wings. And it will be life and joy. But for the ungodly, it will be a burning fire. This is the illustration. The ungodly will be burned up, but the godly will be healed and warmed and given life and vigor in the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know it's true that if the earth was any nearer the sun than it is, we would be scorched because of the heat. If we were any further away, we would perish in cold. The sun is primary importance here, and surely it's Christ and his second coming for us. The godly, the God-fearers, you get it in chapter 3, verse 16, twice. You get it here. They fear me. They're the righteous. They're the trusting in me. They're the obedient. Chapter 3, verse 17. These wings are the rays, the beams of light, healing life. But the opposite of Christ, outside of Christ, outside of the Son of Righteousness, is death and a scorching heat. He is the center of our system. Christ, Colossians 3:11, is all. This is you can think of it in the Christian experience. You sing of it, you know, hark the herald angels sing. Hail thou glorious Son of Righteousness. You see, it's there. But it's in the ultimate judgment. It's in Christian experience too. But it's in the ultimate judgment of God. Be ready. The Son, the Christ, will either scorch you to death, my friend, if you're outside of him, or it will be all your life and health and joy forever. His coming. Which is it for you? Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of Righteousness, arise, triumph o'er our shades of night. Day spring from on high, be near, day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see. Think what eternity will be without Christ. Till they inward light impart, glad my eyes, and warm my heart. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief, Fill me, radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to the perfect day. And when Christ comes, may we find he is indeed to us, to me, to you, my friend, the Son of Righteousness, who will rise with healing in his wings.